The poets we talk to see travel as a way of recalibrating your sense of self and world, of looking inward and outward, even of allowing yourself to feel utterly foreign and displaced, and then try to enjoy it. What if it's your job to explain and investigate places? I talked to an ecologist who works in one of the most touristy places in the Pacific, Hawaii.
I'm Peter Vitusek. I'm a professor of biology. I've been here at Stanford for 25 years. And I'm an ecologist, and I work in tropical systems particularly. And I've worked, in a lot in the American tropics, in Costa Rica and Brazil, Mexico, Panama a bit. But I was born and grew up in Hawaii. And for the last, increasingly since I came to Stanford, really, I've been doing more and more of my research in Hawaii. And I work there because it's the most beautiful set of systems for understanding fundamental things about how the world works.
You'd think that someone who grew up near Honolulu and who spends his life getting to the bottom of complex environmental systems would be critical of tourism. But that's not the case.
You bring students every year to Hawaii to work
with you? I bring one or two research students every year. Well, graduate students every year, and typically one or two undergraduates who are there for summer projects or honors projects each year. And then last year I brought a group of 16 freshmen on a week-long field trip to Hawaii, where we spent time on the Big Island and on Kauai.
Your students would have considered themselves tourists?
I don't think so, because they were seeing such a broad range of things. My daughter, who is 13, worries about that very much. It's interesting. She's, upset when she sees tourists doing typical tourist things in Hawaii, and she's upset if we're somewhere else, and she catches herself being a typical tourist doing tourist things. And I understand that, because there are lots of typical tourist things that are more about the person traveling and less about the place, and that's unfortunate. But really, increasingly, it bothers me less all the time to think in those terms, because we're all tourists,
It's hard to think of tacky t-shirts, busloads of visitors, and cheap souvenirs without cringing. But Peter, who works with native Hawaiians and New Zealand Maori, has seen examples of tourism reinforcing cultural pride. He turns the image on its head.
Really crystallized it for me was here at Stanford. We get all these tour buses pulling up and people pouring out and coming into the quad and taking pictures like crazy.
Yeah.
And I realized that that was something that bothered me when I was growing up in Hawaii, and people pouring out at the palace and taking pictures, and they had no idea, who Kamehameha, whose statue was in front of the courthouse, was, and what it meant that he had garlands of leis on his outstretched arm, or any of those things. But, I don't think people pouring out of the buses here have any more sense of what Jane Stanford thought about the church when she built it, or what the quad meant. And yet, I think there's a sense, and, sound arrogant, but I think it's accurate, that one thing that the U.S. does well is universities. But this is something we feel good about, and so why should we be uncomfortable if other people come and see it and appreciate it? And if it's, superficial taking pictures of the structure, which isn't the institution, well, what the hell? I mean, two things visiting global change scientists want to do most: see the active volcano. Everybody wants to see an active volcano. You got to do that, right? And the second thing is to go up to 11,000 feet on Mauna Loa, where nobody ever goes, no locals go there, or very few, and get their picture taken in front of that observatory, where that record is coming from. Because, that record is so important in our understanding of the Earth, and their professional careers are tied up in that, and they think of themselves teaching a class and showing the curve from Mauna Loa, and then a picture of themselves in front of it. That's shallow as hell, but what the hell, I think it's paying respect.
And the thing is, as Peter explains it, tourism and travel is not a one-way street.
involved in a program in Stanford and the Woods Institute and the Native American Cultural Center here, and bring 5 Hawaiians and 5 Maori here every year for a 2-week institute, and then they spend a month on a project in New Zealand and a month on a project in Hawaii. And no one is unchanged by it. And, you know, it's remarkable when the group comes here. The idea of it is to come be in a Western institution and pull together information on business, leadership, communication, science, resource management. But it's our new understanding,
exactly,
too, in that sense. The facilitators are equally altered by the interaction. It's, you know, it should be that way, but too often it's not that way in practice.
Do you think that as a scientist, when you travel to places, not for work, mm-hmm, but for pleasure, you travel differently?
Yes, sure. Let me rephrase that, I guess. As a natural historian, I travel differently.
Yeah.
I don't know that I travel differently as a scientist, but as someone who's used to work looking at land and trying to think about it and how it works, I think I travel differently from someone who isn't a natural historian and so doesn't make some of the same connections.
Just back to this idea of travel versus tourism, which is a fading, mm-hmm, fading significance. Do you think that willingness or maybe an eagerness to seek out those complicated relationships is something more of a traveler's shtick than a tourist?
Sure. Sure. It's not a dimension I think of.
No.
Think along, but I understand it, and it makes sense. You know, we do a lot of travel, as you do, on those natural history trips,
mm-hmm,
and certainly it's interesting to see how differently people approach them. Some of them really trying to find the story of that land as much as they can, from what they read, who they talk to, what they see, and other people being perfectly content to drink margaritas on the beach, you know. As long as it's a nice beach. Now, I'm all for the margaritas on the beach, but that's the end of the day, you know, after I've hiked up into the mountains and come back down. On a really good day, caught a couple waves too, and then the margaritas on the beach are great, you know.
Yes, they are.
You know?
It's a matter of being ready to look, being finished for a while, looking inward, and being ready to accept.
Yeah, I think, and some people are ready young, and some people are never ready in their whole lives.
Yeah.
The other thing that I was thinking about was, you know, I take a lot of graduate students to Hawaii to do work, and you go out in the field with them, and you know, everybody has an image of what Hawaii is going to be like, and where we go and what we do is really different from everybody's image of what Hawaii is going to be. And you see some people after the first day, even, or certainly after the first week, they see it.
Huh. You know?
They feel where they are, and they start asking questions that derived not just from the reading they did before they came, but what they see in front of them. And it's so exciting when you see people just fit and connect. And other people never do. You have to build on the world's questions, but you have to also be aware of the place's answers. And it has to apply too in terms of being aware of the culture's answers as well as having a sense of the world's questions. And I guess that's a thing where I see travel and connection being really important. You know, if you live in a place, you can know it really well. And the place has answers, but you don't know the questions, so you can't get the answers.
Yeah.
And coming into it, often you have the questions,
mm-hmm,
but you don't know how to connect to the place well enough to get the answers. And being able to put that together is really crucial.
What's your hope for travel when you set out on a trip?
Oh, to learn, to be changed by it, and to to learn about a place, but also to learn about land and have a sense that I can of land in one place that I can then take to other places.